So this is chapter Nam Rup Gun Lila in the Holy Name. So how does the Holy Name reveal the form of Krishna? What is this? What happens? What happens? We're chanting and suddenly we see Krishna's form. How does this happen? No. Yeah, it's reciprocation, Lord. I'm just asking and then I'm going to answer. The chanting of Krishna's holy name immediately manifests Krishna's beautiful form within the mind purified by devotion. When the mind is purified, then Krishna's form manifests when we chant Hare Krishna. Then there's a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila 17, 131, 132. Nam Vigraha Sarup Tina Ekarup. So Nam Vigraha Sarup Tina Ekarup. Tina Bede Nahi Tina Chira Nandarup. Deha Dehira Nam Namira Krishne Nahi Bed. Jivera Dharma Nam Deha Sarupe Vibed. Ateva Krishna Nam Deha Vilas. Prakritendriya Graye Nahi Haya Swaprakash. The Lord's holy name, form, and personality are all one and the same. There is no difference between them. Since all of them are absolute, they are transcendentally blissful. There is no difference between Krishna's body and himself, or between his name and himself. For conditioned souls, everything is different. One's name is different from one's body, from one's original form, and so on. The holy name of Krishna, as well as his body and his pastimes, cannot be understood by the blunt material senses. They are self-manifest. So it says that the name of Krishna, the Vigraha, the deity of Krishna, and the Srup, the very personal form, Tina Ek Rup, they're all one form. There's no difference. And what are they? They're Chidananda. The deity form, the Archamurti, is Chidananda, spiritual, transcendental. And Krishna's body is also transcendental, and Krishna's name is also transcendental. Krishna's name is Satchidananda. So, there's a sequence in bhajan. Here's the sequence. How it's called bhajan krama. Krama means sequence. Harinam Chintamani describes the sadhana krama, or the progressive path of chanting Krishna's name. First, one must discard the 10 offenses. So that's why the beginning of discarding or say rejecting or throwing away the 10 offenses, we have to know what they are. If I asked everyone to take out a piece of paper right now and write down the 10 offenses, you'd be surprised. How many people would be able to write all 10? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Not bad. Should we take out some paper? No. So this is the first thing that told in Harinam Chintamani. Discard the 10 offenses. Then one should clearly and distinctly pronounce the holy names and meditate on the Shamsundar form of the Lord. So this is told. This is the sequence. He's telling to meditate. And Harinam Chintamani is telling to meditate on the form of the Lord. It can be the deity form or the painting or a form that's described in words. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has one book called Rupa Chintamani, which is quoted later in this book. It's a very detailed verbal description of Krishna's form. It's very interesting, which we often comment, that whenever you read any scriptures about meditating, it's called Vishnu Dhyanam, meditating on Vishnu. They always tell you to meditate on Vishnu beginning with his lotus feet. Like the first and second canto are considered to be the lotus feet of the Lord. When you approach the Lord from that level. And all the meditative books on meditation, they say, for Vaishnavas, begin by meditating on the feet of Vishnu. But it's very interesting to note in Vishnu Chakravarti's book, Rupa Chintamani, he says, begin meditating by meditating on Krishna's smile. Because Krishna is Madhurya Rupam. His form is very sweet. Lila Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya. So his form is transcendentally sweet, very, very attractive. You see that there's so many paintings and sculptures and artwork of Krishna, because he stands in threefold form and with his peacock feather and his yellow dhoti and his flute and his lugudi, cowherding stick, and all his natural dressing with flowers and gunjamala and mineral pigments from Govardhan. So he's very attractive to the mind of the artist. Artists like to paint him and sculpt Krishna. So he's telling in this Rupa Chintamani that one should begin meditating on Krishna's transcendental form. Says, first of all, meditate on Krishna's charming smile, not his feet. Smiles on the top, smiles on the head, at the last point. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, as I often mention, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we worship the sweetness. We actually worship the sweetness of God. Whereas other Vaishnavas, Ram Bhaktas and Vishnu Bhaktas and Narayan Bhaktas, they worship the form of God, the grandeur of God, the majesty of God, the opulence of God, the greatness of God. It's called Aishwarya Mayi Bhakti. Their devotion is mixed with opulence, Balaji, 25 lakh diamond crown, and all this. They give you special darshan. Did you see Balaji's diamond crown? Or did you see Biharaji's solid gold singhasan? And all the, everyone's into this Aishwarya mode. But in Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship the cow dung. We worship Krishna covered with cow dung and covered with cow urine. And after he showed the universe in his mouth, and the Brahmanda got the Mother Yashoda, she thought, oh, there's some ghosts have come over here. Some kind of ghosts are dancing over here, making some illusion here. I don't know what's happening here, some bad dream. So she called in the Brahmins to purify her son from the boots and prates, some ghostbusters, some exorcists. The first thing they did is they gave Abhishek. They gave Krishna Abhishek with Gomutra, which means cow pee. You know cow pee? Cow urine. They bathed Krishna with cow urine, and then they rubbed cow dung all over his body. And all his boyfriends were laughing like anything. They said, oh my God, you really look at, what a sight. What a sight for sore eyes, to see Krishna covered with cow dung. So then when Krishna was thinking, when the Brahmins were covering his body with cow dung, he was thinking, well, I'm never going to do this again. I'm never going to play tricks with Mother Yashoda and show her the universe, show her Viratarupa inside my mouth again. Look what a fix I got myself in. I'm covered with cow dung and all my friends are laughing at me. Ah! So this is Krishna. We worship the sweetness. The gunjamala, the peacock feathers, the simple village look, the flavor. And Krishna himself, you feel so much happiness in the village. It's described in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. When Krishna goes out for cowherding, and he glances on both sides of the road, and he sees the stacks, the ladies, all the gopis are there, and they're making these cow dung patties, and they're drying them, and they lean them together like this, and then they put them on the ground, and they dry, and there's a whole system you can see in the village. Different stages of cow dung patty production. The whole production line. First you get some busa and you mix it with the cow dung. And then you make a patty. And then you just put it on the ground. Like this. And then the next day you lift it and flip it on the other side. And then the next day you lean two of them. And after the third day you lean two of them together like this. One patty's here, one patty's there. Then they get thoroughly dried. Then when they're thoroughly dried, then you start stacking them. And make a row. Make a row like this. And these patties go like this. And the other patties go like this. And then like that. And this and that. Then it goes up like 5, 6 feet, 8 feet high. Then once it gets about 6 feet high, then you get some fresh cow dung and you smear over the whole thing. You plaster all the cow patties, little pizzas, little cow pieces. You plaster the whole thing with fresh cow dung and you cover the whole thing and seal it. And seal the thing with mud. This is now not busa, but more like mud. More miti and cow dung. Make like a plaster over the whole stash. And that's inside that big mountain of cow dung is about 300 patties there underneath that blaster. And that seals it. Then you put some straw on top of it. You put some straw and some wheat stalks in case the rain comes, and then it just deflects off of that. Now that's your cooking fuel for the next year or two, whatever. And whenever you need anything, you dig a little door down at the bottom. You open up a little door, and then you plaster that with clay, and then you reach in and you take out and you cook. So this, when Krishna would walk out, go out with the cows and go charn lila, and he would look from the side to the side, and he'd see these piles, these big piles of this cow dung patties, he would be very happy. Kavi Karnapur says he'd feel very satisfied to see the stacks and stacks of cow dung on both sides of the road as he walked out to save the cows. So this means that Krishna likes to see the cow dung. He likes the smell of cow dung and the smell of cows. He's a village boy. With all this 25 lakh diamond crown and all this. In fact, it's even told his mother is the queen of the Vaishyas. She's the Vaishya queen. And they have so much jewels, and Krishna decorates him nice pearl necklaces, and so many, when he gets outside, he gives them to the monkeys. He takes out the pearl necklaces and he puts it on the monkeys, and then the boys pick these gunjamala. Gunjamala is a poison berry. It comes in white color, then red with a dot of black, two different colors. And they pick these poison berries, and when they're soft, you can string them, and then they get hard after you pick them. Then you say, Krishna, wear this necklace of poison. They wear the poison berry necklace. Poison berry, like some ladies have this perfume called poison.
Yes, they have poison. Yes.
But they don't need any perfume to be poisonous. They have some perfume that says poison, right?
They're not very painful.
But you know, snakes are also poisonous. And they have two teeth like this. So your wife also has two teeth like this. So she's also poisonous. They can bite sometimes. So this is sequence of bhajan. First throw off the offenses, then chant clearly and distinctly, and then meditate on Shamsundar's form. One should chant while sitting in front of and beholding the beautiful form of the deities. So this is directly Bhaktivinoda Thakura's teaching. We should sit in front of our Thakura. We have some Gornitai deities or Giriraj or Radhan Krishna, or we have our temple. And we should sit there and chant in front of the deities. One should realize that the name we are hearing and the form we are seeing is one, or rather are one. One will be able to perceive that there is no difference between the seeing and the chanting. So he is telling, Bhaktivinoda Thakura is telling here in this sequence of bhajan, that one is seeing the deity of Radha Shamsundar and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After some time, he's seeing, so he says, my eyes are seeing, my ears are hearing. At some point, if he closes his eyes, what he's hearing, he'll see in his mind's eye, when he's chanting Hare Krishna, he'll see Radha Shyam in his eyes. So understand, that's what he says here. There's no difference between the seeing and the chanting. So first we practice, I'm seeing the beautiful form Radha Shyam Sundar, and I'm chanting Hare Krishna. My eyes are seeing, my ears are hearing. My ears are hearing the Maha Mantra, my eyes are seeing the form. At a certain point, even if you close your eyes, your chanting is going on and you're not looking, but now that Maha Mantra is showing you the same form that you're meditating, you're seeing the form of your Ishtadev, Krishna Balaram, Radharasvihari, or Giri Govardhan. So this is his statement. After attaining the stage where the name and form of the Lord become one, one should then remember the qualities of the Lord. While hearing Krishna's pastimes, one develops appreciation for Krishna's qualities. Such appreciation can only develop in the association of devotees. Otherwise, Krishna's qualities do not become manifest to the devotee. The holy name and qualities must merge through constant chanting. Next, one must practice remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. So he's saying practice. And he's using the word abhyas, which means it's a practice. One should especially meditate upon Krishna's amorous pastimes. The Leela Smaranam gradually becomes one with the holy name, form, and qualities of Krishna. At this point, the first rays of Namras, the transcendental mellows of the holy name, dawn on the horizon of perception. The devotee's practice of Lila Smaranam progresses and intensifies to the point where he becomes absorbed in remembering Krishna's Astakali Lila. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the sequence of sadhana, which I mentioned. Of course, there's some different... In this paragraphs I'm reading from, it's not telling directly, but the sadhaka is passing through different stages, from anartha nivritti to nishta, to ruchi, to asakti, and then to prem, to bhava. So he's kind of summarized, this is the sequence. Sequence is anartha nivritti, where you're discarding the 10 offenses. These are also anarthas, the 10 offenses. Then you start chanting clearly and distinctly and meditating on the form. And then when you can do that and the name and the form become one, this is nishta. So this is kind of including a lot of ground here. What Jiva Goswami says, the same thing. He calls it Shravana Krama, a sequence of hearing. First, the heart becomes purified by hearing Krishna's holy name. When the heart is purified, one hears description of Krishna's form. When one hears about Krishna's form, one naturally also hears about the qualities of Krishna. When one hears Krishna's name and the descriptions of his form and qualities, one also comes to hear about Krishna's pastimes. So Srila Prabhupada defines the actual perfection of chanting as a gradual realization of Krishna's wonderful names, forms, qualities, and pastimes. So this is, the sequence is most clearly shown here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's quotation. And it gives a way to experience that in a elementary way by sitting in front of the deities and chanting and seeing how the name takes the form, the nam takes the form of the deity that you're meditating on. This is the first thing he's saying. So then tomorrow we can continue with some questions. Any questions? Yes. Yeah.
Right. So that since Mahamantra is the constant prayer for service, what would be the example of service sadhaka who is in the beginning stage of devotional service? What would be service he will cancer for actually while praying Mahamantra? What would be the service he could ask about?
In the beginning, when one is praying Hare Krishna, he's praying to the Lord, please engage him in service. It's just like this. If you go to a master, if you go to a living person, to some master, and you say, I would like to be your servant, please give me some service, or if you want to say, please engage me in service, then he'll say, all right, do this or do that. So now Krishna is the supreme living person, and he's the supreme master of every living entity. So when we approach Krishna, and we're chanting, Krishna, please engage me in your service, and he will speak to us. He's the master, and he first appears before us as the master of our heart. The master of our heart is the super soul, the Chaitya Guru, Antaryami, the one who has gone inside. So we're not initiated, and we're chanting Hare Krishna, and we read Prabhupada's books, and it said we should meditate on the meaning when we chant. And Prabhupada said, this is the meaning, O Mother Hara, O energy of the Lord, please engage in the service of Krishna. O Krishna, please engage in your service. O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage in your service. O Krishna, please engage in your service. Please engage in your service. So we're begging them. They are the masters. So when our desire to serve is actually sincere and pure, then the master will speak from inside the heart. Because the master has to give the service. We're only begging, we are the servant, we are begging for service, but who's the master? The master is Radha and Krishna. So they have to speak to us, they have to dictate, do this service. If I go to the master, he says, okay, paint the house, wash the car. So now where's the master? The first master appears as super soul. So we're sitting alone, we're in our apartment, we got the book, we bought some beads somewhere, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh Radha and Krishna, please engage in your service, oh Radha and Krishna, I really want to serve you. I've read Bhagavad Gita, I understand I'm part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna part, you're part and parcel, I'm your eternal servant, but I'm separated from you, I don't have any service, please give me service, please give me service. So then the super soul will act as the first master. The first master of the jiva is the super soul. That's the first master. And the master will say, yes, go to guru. Find guru. The books will tell you this, and the master in the heart when you're chanting sincerely. Yes, look to guru. Go to guru. Find guru. Then guru will be the second master. He's called the spiritual master. He's the master of spirit, the master of the soul. The master of the soul means super soul, and the super soul appears externally as guru. Diksha and Shiksha Guru. But then you say, oh, Hare Krishna, please engage me in service. Then the spiritual master will say, oh, would you like to do service? So, yes, I've been begging for service. Okay, do this. So this is how the answer to our prayer will be answered in this way. Our prayer, we are begging for service, so the super soul will arrange for us, yes, do this service. The first service is to, the super soul says, you want to serve me? Okay, surrender to Guru. Go to Diksha Guru, go to Shiksha Guru, hear from Shiksha Guru. This is also service. Lending your ears, offering your ears, offering your time. That's service. It's called Shravana Dasha. Shravana Dasha. The beginning of service, and later comes acceptance. So hearing, 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 and then finally acceptance. Then beginning. It's called initiation. Diksha. Sri Krishna Diksha Shikshadinam. Begins with Diksha. Sri Krishna Diksha Adi Shikshana. Begins with Diksha, then Shiksha. So this is how it works. So the service, in other words, the Master, the Holy Name appears in the beginning as Super Soul, and then as Shiksha Guru, then as Diksha Guru. And then the Holy Name at the level of Bhav, then we also see Diksha Guru. But Diksha Guru shows his spiritual form. And then Krishna shows his eternal form. Everywhere there's some via medium. There's intermediary. There's some intermediary between ourselves and the Lord. Because the Lord is always surrounded by his entourage. Everything goes through the hand of Radharani. And Prabhupada often said, we pray to Radharani, oh Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. Interesting English. Oh Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna. Because Krishna is yours. It's called Mamta Bhav. Mamata or Mamta. Mamta means mine. Krishna is mine. So Radharani is Mamta Bhav. Mamta Bhav. And Chandravali is Twadiya Bhav. Krishna, Chandravali thinks, Krishna, I am yours. Radharani thinks, Krishna, you are mine. So that's more possessive. She controls Krishna. That's the 25th quality of Srimati Radharani. She has unlimited spiritual qualities, but 25 are described. So the 25th quality of Srimati Radharani, that she fully and completely and absolutely and unequivocally controls Krishna by her love. This is Mamta Bhav. Krishna is mine. Chandravali is saying, Krishna, I am yours. Which means Krishna can say, yeah, sometimes I take you, sometimes I don't. I'm yours. Sometimes yes. If you take me, I'm yours. If you don't accept me, I'm not yours. Radharani is, Krishna, you're mine. You can't do anything without my permission. So Radharani's position is much greater than Chandravali's. So when we beg for service, anywhere we beg for service, there's some intermediary. There's Super Soul receiving our prayers, there's Shiksha Guru receiving and guiding, there's Diksha Guru receiving and guiding, then there's Rupa Manjari receiving and guiding, there's Lalita Sakhi receiving and guiding, Guru Sakhi receiving and guiding, Radharani receiving and guiding. So anywhere we're praying to some intermediary. Oh Radharani, no, can I beg you to engage in a Krishna service. Alright, we beg Radharani to engage in her service. We beg Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi, can I massage Radharani's feet today? No, I don't know. You have a recommendation from your Guru Sakhi? No, well, you better go through your Guru Sakhi. Acha. Oh, Guru Sakhi, can I have a chance? Because you see the same angle of vision is there in Vilap Kusumanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami's Guru, Shiksha Guru, is Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is generally engaged in Radhacharan Seva. Rupa Goswami is often massaging Radharani's feet. And Rupa and Rati, Rati Manjari is Raghunath Das's Manjari form. So in the prayer in Vilakusamanjali, Rati Manjari is saying, Hey Rupa, will you be so kind to let me massage the feet that you're always massaging? Will you be so kind to let me massage the feet that you're always massaging? Because generally, Rupa and Rati are the most intimate Manjaris. Rupa and Raghunath. Rupa Raghunatha Podi Habiyakuti, Hoiviyakuti. When will I be eager to engage in the service of Rupa and Rati? Rupa, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami is praying in his Manjari Sarup, his Sarup of Vesh, as Rati Manjari. Oh Rupa Manjari, today will you allow me to massage the feet that you're always massaging? In other words, hey, you're always hogging Radharani's feet. You're always keeping Radharani's feet to yourself. Can I have a chance? Let me have a chance. And then Rupa Manjari says, oh, okay, all right, you can massage. But generally you see that Rati Manjari is always, she's always stuck massaging Krishna's feet. She has a terrible misfortune of always massaging Krishna's feet. What a misfortune. Rupa Manjari is always generally massaging Radharani's feet. Sri Rupa. Sri Rupa means the heart of Rupa Manjari is the heart of Radharani, Sri Rupa. Sri means Radharani, Rupa means form. The form of Rupa Manjari's heart is the very heart of Radharani. So we'll continue this tomorrow, this class tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.